Welcome back to Watered Wednesdays.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
I know. We've been MIA for a little bit now. It's been a couple months. So if you're back listening to us, thank you. We're happy to be talking to you again. Yeah, Allie and I we felt like we needed a little break just to kind of regroup and focus on some other things in life, but we missed this. We missed engaging with listeners, and we missed talking about Jesus in our faith, something we're very passionate about. So we're back. We got some good stuff for you guys. Our plan is to come back for some episodes for season 2, and we're going to release weekly again. And yeah, I mean, if you're new altogether, just a little bit about our podcast, Allie and I, we are both Christians. We really started walking with God later on in life for both of us, I would say. Right, Allie?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
But since then, we've just grown in our love for God, and we've seen a lot of positive things and blessings flow from starting that relationship with Him and really grabbing hold of it. And so we're just passionate about it. We want to talk about it. We try to relate it to very relatable topics in everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And I do want to say too that I want to thank the listeners who have been like praying over this season and have engaged with us and asked for us to come back, because that weighed really heavily with us. I feel like when Catherine and I got together and we're like, do we, don't we, what do we do? It was a lot of like, well, the listeners, or, you know, my friend or my family member. So we just want to say thank you, listeners, for that, for your encouragement and encouraging us forward in this.
Amen. Agreed to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. It was good.
But it's good to be back. Allie, what's been going on in your life for the past 3 months or so?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I should just preface and say, Catherine and I are not going to talk a lot about like what's going on, like COVID related, because we're actually going to do a full episode. So tune in next week for our staying positive during COVID episode. But having said that, we are recording this in a time where we are separated. We're in our own homes. We're doing this over Zoom, which we're not unfamiliar with, because we did use this method in season 1 with some of our Book of the Week episodes. So yeah, what's been going on in my life? So I want to start by talking about my work. It's different. I still go into work, but I'm only working about 20 hours a week in the office. And I've started some sort of work from home life. So it's a little bit at home and a little bit in the office and a little bit stressful and a little bit more hard work than I'm used to. So yeah, it's different, but it's challenging and good. And I know that when things are harder, that growth comes out of that. So that is different and good. But on the home front, Jason and I are doing good. Colt is doing well. He's enjoying all the walks. Jason has been working from home since the end of March. So, you know, his work life is a little different being home all the time. Colt, our dog, is loving it. He's getting walks.
Dogs
and all
are
the
obsessed
attention.
With quarantine.
I know, it's so good. So yeah, and we're just trying to make some sort of like healthy rhythm. I'm trying to still make Friday nights like cool and exciting, even though we're in the house all the time. So we've started, like last night we got takeout. So I mean, you're listening and it's Wednesday, but let's be real, we don't record on Wednesdays. So yeah, just we made banana bread together. That was our date night Friday night. So you know, just trying to like make it fun and exciting and different, but you know, doing what we can in the time, you know.
Yeah, I heard one of my friends was like, you got to do everything you can to make the weekends feel special now, because
right,
you're not really doing anything out of your home, out of the norm. So you right, have to kind of make it feel like a weekend. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that too. I feel like more takeout on Friday, Saturday, or like making popcorn or watching a movie.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. Exactly. Well, Catherine, why don't you share what your life updates are?
My life updates. Well, I found out, this is a big one. I found out in November that I'm pregnant. So, yeah, that's a very big change coming up in August. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the gender. So, that's going to be a surprise. We'll find out. But yeah, that's, I mean, pretty much that's the newest thing going on in my life and pretty much the only change currently. So we're just kind of working on preparing for that. And, we were thinking about moving and we really wanted to move in April or May. With everything going on, we're like, okay, Lord, I mean, we're going to continue to look and see if anything pops up and kind of happens, but just trusting God with it. And if we end up not moving, then fine. We have a beautiful home that we love and mm-hmm. we'll make it work either way. So it's kind of where we're at currently.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely a weird time to buy a house. I know that they weren't showing houses for a while. And my brother-in-law actually just bought a house in Grand Rapids. And like the listing, sorry, this is like a random tangent, but the listing was only live for like 12 hours. They were like, look at this house, give us an offer. Closings are due by the end of the day. Like, isn't that such a wild way to sell a house?
It's and you have to do it on video, but I will caution anyone looking for a home. So we found three yesterday that we loved from the photos. We were like convinced that one was going to be our home. And we couldn't sleep. We were like excited all day. We thought it was for sure happening. And when we went to the homes, it just, none of them were like the photos and it just didn't work out. And we were like, wow, can be deceiving. So you just never know, but you know what? God's got it. Weird things happen all the time.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen to that.
So true. Yeah. So Allie, what has God been teaching you lately? That's going to be our main topic today. We want to share some things, but what's kind of been on your heart or what's he been teaching you?
Yeah. So, my word for the year, I don't know if everyone does this. Catherine, do you pick a word for the year?
Yes, I did pick one this year.
Has it been like relevant and resonating or no? Because it doesn't all the time.
Yes. You know? And for real? I didn't realize that till you just said that or asked the question. What's your word? I want to know.
Stillness was the word that I picked out in November, actually. So, So stillness is the word that I picked for the year, and I just feel like, and you know, Woodside Detroit is posting, so that's our church, shout out church, they're posting snippets from John Mark Comer's book. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a newer one. Do you know what it's called? No.
No.
Catherine? No. Sorry. Okay. That's okay. So they posted one yesterday and it was about solitude and silence. And I was like, yes, that is what I'm talking about. So it's kind of been everywhere. And I feel like for me, it's been this idea of like being present in my present moment and not letting myself think about the future, because I feel like that's where I get super anxious. And even thinking about deadlines, thinking about work, thinking about church, thinking about the things I have to do, I can get so anxious when I'm thinking about the future. But then when I like try and like take in this, like this present moment, I don't know if I wrote this down, but like just focusing on sights in front of me or sounds or smells. It reminded me, Catherine, of when you were talking about like preserving a memory. I just like remember you talking about that in one of our episodes. And it's like, you mentioned if you want to preserve a memory, you like think about what you're smelling, like think about your, like engage all five senses. Do you remember talking about that?
Yes. Game changer. Okay.
Yeah. So, kind of bringing that into focus. And then like, also breathing. Okay. So I have this like tidbit I was saving for the podcast, but so if you think about your mind and you think about your heart, your organs, and I feel like sometimes our past can like live in our heart and that's what we hold on to. And then our mind obviously can go forward or backward. And sometimes I feel like my mind tends to lean more forward, but then I was thinking about lungs, right? Like their only job is to like preserve this moment. Like we can only breathe in this moment. You can't breathe in the future or breathe in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Like, wow, yes.
Isn't that wild? Like, lungs are, like, the only, like, present organ. I'm sure all of the organs do that. But when you think about, like, life and breath and things like that, that's just given me a lot of, like, hope for this moment to just, like, hold on. And, you know, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Like, that idea of, like, stillness, of being present, of, you know, it's your faith and your trust and your hope. It's, like, all in this moment. And, like, God's there and you're there and it's still. And, yeah, that's kind of wild. That's where – so I've kind of been all over the map, but with this, like, theme of, like, the present moment.
That's beautiful. I love what you said. And I like what you said about the lungs, too. I think that's a really cool metaphor and for spiritual breathing, too, you know? How you're right. It's in the moment. It's now. It's not in the future or in the past. And, you know, how fitting, too. I know we said we were going to talk about the virus, but it's like even with a virus, it affects your literal ability to breathe.
Right.
Like, when we have the ability to breathe, just even being appreciative of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's so true.
Good stuff. Oh,
it is good stuff. What about you? Yeah. What's
funny is that my word for 2020 was gratitude. Mm. And, that's very similar to what I feel like God has been teaching me lately. I think collectively as a culture, we've been kind of pushed into this season of just really, really sitting in what we currently have, and really being able to look for the good. Because that's what happens, you know, when things get taken away from us or when things are hard, you know, the way you get through it is by being thankful and really just setting your eyes on the things you do have. And we oftentimes realize we have way more than we even think we do. So that's kind of the season I've been in lately. And I actually have really realized how often I live in the past and not for the future. I either live in the past or for the future. And I don't oftentimes live in the present. Like I was thinking about this, right when quarantine kind of started. I was kind of like, I didn't know what to do with my time anymore because I realized that prior to quarantine, I was spending all of my time trying to figure out like, what am I going to wear to the wedding this weekend? Or, what gift am I going to bring to the bachelorette party in May? Or, how am I going to set up this party? Or what theme will I do for my baby shower? Like I was constantly thinking about the future. And if I wasn't doing that, I was reflecting on the past, like, oh, what if I hadn't made this decision? Or what if I hadn't done that? Or what if I had done this differently? Where would I be today? And I just was like blown away by how often I do that. And so this has kind of been forcing me to be like, wow, you know, today is today and this is all I have and I can make today great. I have the choice and the responsibility and the ability to do that with God. And one verse that really has stuck out to me is Matthew 6:34, which says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I worry about tomorrow so often. And what if I actually learned to just sit in today and take things as they come and not plan so much for the future? And not that planning is bad, you know, what's the scripture? I hate when I don't have specific reference, but it's like, man will plan the course, but God determines the steps.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's like, you know, it's not bad to plan your life. It's not bad to have goals and dreams and vision and set, you know, expectations. But at the end of the day, we always have to know that it comes down to God who's going to determine our steps, our actual steps.
Yeah.
So we can sit back and trust in that, you know?
Yeah. So let me just ask a question. I just want to poke that a little bit. So how did you come to that? Was it like, you're in quarantine and you're like, whoa, I can't think about things. You know what I mean? Like, was it like an absence of events that yes. brought you to this? Yeah. Okay.
100%. Because I always knew that about myself a little bit. I've always struggled living in the present. But I always thought it was like more of a past issue, like where I would reflect on the past a lot. And I didn't really think that I was like a planner or that I've spent a lot of time in the future. But then this season definitely revealed that to me. And as hard as it was at first, like there were a couple weeks where I was like, wow, I feel really weird. but then I was like, wow, God, this is a gift because I need to learn this. So it's been good. And I'm just learning just to have grace, not only for myself, but for others. This is kind of a side tangent. It's a different direction, but, there was an article posted on grief, earlier in March. And it was kind of about how, as a culture, we're kind of all experiencing grief of losing out on a lot of things that once were, whether it be a job or a way of life or just even getting to travel, see people, whatever. Even loss of life. There's a lot of losses happening. And I think people deal with grief differently. And so one thing I've really been learning is just how to extend kindness and grace towards people. Because not everyone is handling this time the way I am or the way you are, Allie. We all handle grief differently. We all process it differently. We're all going through different things. And I think it's easy to judge people like, oh, why is that person out running without a mask or, you know, whatever your judgment is on somebody else for how they're choosing to live during this time. It can be so easy to succumb to those judgments, but I've just been realizing a lot lately, like it's about humbling ourselves, before the Lord and he will lift us up. That's James 4:6. That's 4:10. And then James 4:6 says, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So I've really just been trying to humble myself in this time and not only extend grace to myself when I see these kind of ugly, weird things in my life, but also extending that grace and humility onto other people. Just realizing that, hey, this is tough for everyone. No one's handling this perfect. Our government doesn't know what to do. And I don't want to judge them for that. You know, it's just tough times, you know?
It is. You're absolutely right. And I think on that, I have an image. I think maybe we can share it on Instagram, but it's from someone I follow called Revelatory, I believe. And she has this really cool graphic. I don't have it in front of me, but it's like three columns. And it's like, it's two columns. If something was, now it's. And so it's like, if something was easy, now it's kind of difficult. And if something was kind of difficult, now it's like hard. If something was hard, it's like the pit of despair. You know what I mean? Like this time has like amplified everything so much and just made hard things even more hard. And so I think you're so right. It's so important that we humble ourselves and, you know, just have this posture of like, God, you are so much bigger and in so much control. And I have so little, and you know what I mean? Like that posture. And like you said, extending grace to ourselves because we're not perfect. And I think this season has given us a microscope of our own imperfections, right? Because now there's no distractions, there's no people, it's just us and ourselves. So grace to ourselves, and then grace to other people, because we're all handling it in our own way.
And no one's perfect.
And nobody's perfect.
And that's okay. And God is revealing things to us, and that's another beautiful thing, like just with this time, the earth is breathing. You know, today you and I, we have breath in our lungs, and that's something to be grateful for and just to take one step at a time with the Lord as he reveals things to us.
Absolutely. It's good.
Good stuff. Well, Allie, I'm glad to hear you're doing well. I'm happy to hear the updates on your life, and we have some good episodes coming your way, listeners. So tune in next week. We have an episode coming up on how to stay positive through all of this. We have some really good tips and scripture and just hopefully encouragement for your daily walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're so glad to be back. So excited to be talking to you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Stay watered.